Most everybody in the U.S. Midwest will pick up on rain and a few thunderstorms at one time or another over the next 2 weeks, and sufficient amounts of rain will occur to help to support long-term crop development potentials. The forecast specifically states that an amount of heavy rain will be possible in the northern parts of the Midwest here late in this coming weekend and going into the first part of next week. This low-pressure center will have big influence on South Dakota, parts of North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and parts of Michigan. And as the low-pressure system moves across the entire upper parts of the Midwest, we'll see rain totals of a half to 1.5 and local totals over 2 inches possible, but the rains to the immediate south will not be nearly as impressive. Some locations will stay dry. Others will pick up on a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain. The precipitation in those areas will occur mostly early to midweek next week. The same frontal boundary that produces that rain will likely become stationary, and a new low-pressure center will develop on the west end of the front. And that new low-pressure center, once it's in place over the weekend, will head off towards the northeast and work its way across a big part of the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest with another wave or two of rain expected. Rain totals during that period of time were 1.5 to 1.5 inches, local amounts over 2 inches, and that is when we'll see some of the southwestern Corn Belt areas getting some welcome rainfall. Now, the amount of moisture that occurs in some of these old drier areas in Kansas, Missouri, southern Illinois, parts of the northern Delta, even Nebraska, southwestern Iowa, will be enough to temporarily lift the topsoil moisture situation, but we are going to have to come up with some additional follow-up precipitation as we move further out in time to help assure that we don't fall back into a drier biased mode. There's no ridge of high pressure being advertised across any part of the U.S. Midwest as we move forward through this next full week to 10 days. And without the ridge presence and the presence of widespread shower and thunderstorm activity, we are going to find ourselves in an environment that is quite favorable for crop development, and aggressive growth will likely occur. We will look for the temperatures to turn a little warmer over the next couple of days, but they will not rise above average anytime soon. The majority of the region will see temperatures that are mostly seasonable. That means daily highs here later this week, the weekend, and early part of next week will run mostly in the upper 70s through the 80s. There will be a few lower 90s in the far southwest, and there will be a few middle 70s that will occur in the upper parts of the Midwest. The low temperatures at night will be mostly 50s and 60s for a while here, but as we get into the weekend and start approaching that frontal boundary coming up for the early part of next week, the nighttime lows will get a little warmer. We could see a few morning temperatures still in the 70s. Well, outside of the situation across the U.S. Midwest, I think most other areas in North America are still looking at favorable weather. There will be some timely showers in parts of Texas, cotton, sorghum, and corn country. There will also be in portions of the lower Delta and southeastern states. And we'll also expect some showers and thunderstorms in a part of the northern plains. These areas will also experience seasonable temperatures, reinforcing their production potential for 2014. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.